The first time that I remember crossing a border was when I was 4 years old. I was sitting in the back seat of my mother's station wagon. Who remembers those station wagons? Traveling with her as she drove from the safe enclave of my North Atlanta neighborhood into the inner city of Atlanta, a neighborhood that was new territory. On the way, we picked up a few other kids and drove to a little house there called the Kelly Street Mission. This was a preschool and an after-school place for small children before there were such things. Now, I was not at all happy about being with my mother that day. I have no idea why, but what I do remember is that in the midst of my whining to her, my mother informed me that the children that we were getting ready to pick up were very poor. So poor that they might not be able to afford underwear. Not too far away from diapers myself, that shocked me into silence. And as child after child slid into our station wagon, I experienced my first moment of empathy and compassion as I imagined how it would feel to slide an underwearless bottom across our hot car seats. At Kelly Street Mission, I was part of a group of little kids that day and more days to come, eating snacks and coloring, hearing stories and singing songs, and watching adults tutor and mentor the smallest of some of the most at-risk children that Atlanta had. At age 4, I didn't know any of the reasons for this border crossing. We just played and we colored and we sang together because that's what you do when you are 4. That memory has stayed with me for more than a half of a century. A half of a century. Kind of freaks me out a little bit. That first border crossing has formed me. There are all kinds of borders. There are new countries and new neighborhoods. There are new contexts. Borders stand between our attitudes, between our political persuasions, between our religions, even between our denominations, certainly between our levels of education and our economics. As a newcomer still to Rochester, I've spent time driving around our town and our county, and there are borders to cross here. Borders of income, of ethnicity, of education, and even in Rochester, borders to access good medical care. I'm pretty proud that we're beginning to explore crossing borders at Calvary. You know, we never have to cross a border if we don't want to. We can insulate ourselves in a few blocks in our neighborhood and only leave home through our television and our social media screens, or not even that way if we choose. Because of social media, we've learned that we can block out anyone who doesn't agree with us. We can surround ourselves with only those who share our beliefs, our language, our attitudes, our politics, our religion. Crossing a border, no matter what the kind, can be exhilarating and mind-opening, but it can also be scary, highly uncomfortable, even dangerous, and it can be those things all at the same time. Crossing a border can shake up your life. It can interrupt the flow. It can challenge and disrupt what felt safe and certain. I cannot blame anyone who chooses not to cross a border. We have no idea how many borders the Magi had to cross to get to Bethlehem. We don't even know how many Magi there were. But we do know that this story was extremely important to Matthew because he tells it to us. And for us now, this is the story that tells us that the work of these wise people was to trust that they would see the newborn king, the Son of God, the Messiah, and to know that he was the light of the world, the one sent from God to save God's people. They were not Jewish, and they were obviously not Christian. They were just people who trusted with wonder and hope that something much bigger than they were was calling them out of the safe enclave of their neighborhood into some new future. And when they got there, they realized that God had gotten there first. Because that's what God does. No matter what border we cross, be it a border in our life or the border at our death, God is always there first. And in God's good care, the potential for our transformation, for our opening our hearts and minds to the new thing that God is creating in us is there, across on the other side of the border. And so I wonder, what border is God calling you to cross? Amen.